This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Not how many times you pray for people, not that you pray for something happen, not because you prophesy their middle name. No other circus act is going to convince them that you are God's disciples. He says, I need you to pay this debt of love because I need this world, this unsaved world that I died for. I want to transform them, but they don't believe. So as you pay the debt of love, that's going to be proof that you're my disciple.
Are you ready to come home? Grace Life Conference 2024, the reunion is coming. Creflo and Taffy Dollar will be joined by special guests Andrea Creighton, Gregory Dickow, Bishop Clarence McClendon, Inky Johnson, Michael Smith, Hezekiah Walker, and Brian Courtney Wilson, July 11th through 13th. Don't miss this experience that includes our annual Mentality and Ministers and Leaders Conferences. Text Grace Life to 51555.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
Acts chapter 1 and 8. Is this power to be transformed? Well, in verse 8, it says, but you shall receive power. Literally, it is the ability to get the job done. Power, the ability to get results. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And so you say they receive power, and I said, for what? And then somebody gets religious, to be witnesses. Yeah, what that mean? What does that look like? And so let's gather context together and see what we see here. You go to John 1 and 12, he can answer that question of for what? He says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So power to be transformed into sons of God, daughters of God. Verse 5 and 5, we mentioned this, but let's look at it now. Verse 5 and 5, we see the work of the Holy Spirit in us. So notice what happens as He pours this love on the inside of us, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is not shed abroad, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So we have the Holy Spirit given to us, and He is going to head this transformation. And the first act of the Holy Spirit is to pour love in us. Wow. The work of the Holy Spirit in us to transform us into the image of Christ, which is the essence of God's love, as He shows us in 2 Corinthians, I believe in chapter 3 and 18. Turn there, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and 18. We receive power, the power to be transformed into sons and daughters of God. The Holy Spirit now comes in, and His job is to transform us into the image of Christ. All of this has to do with transforming us into the image of Jesus Christ. We literally took the power in the Holy Spirit and made it all about, you know, doing some manifestations and ain't nothing wrong with that. Those things will come. But we completely covered up the fact that, you know, He is going to be transforming us into Christ. We're becoming something, someone. We're becoming him. And when we see him, we will be just like him. Why? Because the power has been given. The transformation has started. You remember Jesus made a commitment. He says, I will start the work in you. I will continue the work in you. And I will finish the work in you. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a work going on in you. There's a work going on in you. There's a work going on in you. We definitely don't want to turn church into the stage where we perform. That's not what this is. There's a work going on in all of us that we're being transformed into sons and daughters of God, that we're being transformed into the image of this love. Look what he says in verse 18, 2 Corinthians 3, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed or transformed. We are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. See, the Holy Spirit is responsible for transforming us from the inside out. Wherever you are now, don't expect to be that same way next year. And you're being transformed in your everyday living. Not coming to church. Coming to church helps, but coming to church is where we get where we get built up. We come to church to get built up. All right, everyday living is the process of being transformed. Through the stuff you have to confront, through the conversations you have, through the hurt, the pain, the issues of life, then he comes in, takes advantage of all of the issues of life. And in your living, he starts transforming you. You used to cut somebody out, nah, you don't say nothing. You used to not say nothing, nah, you say, I bless you. He's transforming you. He's doing that. You don't know why you're doing that, but he's in you, changing your mind about stuff, working on your desire to want to do what you didn't used to want to do. And you need to pause for a moment and celebrate. Look how far he's brought you from. You're not there yet, none of us are, but you are being transformed, praise God. And we're here this morning to be built up. To walk out of here and say, yeah, I'm getting ready to leave, and maybe I have a flat tire outside, but you know what? I respond to that differently than I did before. I am being transformed. I am being changed. He's working on my desire. I don't desire the evil I used to desire. You good, man. You're going to be all right. So this is why he says don't compare yourself amongst yourself, because you're comparing your stage of transformation maybe with somebody else's stage of transformation, and that's not wise. You ain't been transforming as long as they have. You just started your transformation. So you still going home doing, you know, you got to have a help, a little mad dog got to help you calm down a little bit. You know, you'll be all right after a while, but you still need a little sip every now and then to help you out. Don't beat yourself up. You'll be all right. You'll learn that bottle ain't got nothing in it that can help you like the Holy Ghost can help you, and you're being transformed. But how can people ever get to a certain place if they're always being dogged out by church folks who somehow in their mind think that they have reached the ultimate of perfection, and they still dripping water on the floor from the baptismal service, just got baptized and want to try to tell somebody what the Bible says. Shut your mouth up. Go get a piece of pie. And when we pay the debt of love, we release the power of God for people to be transformed. Wow, how's that work? What does that look like? Somebody who ain't even Christian, somebody's not interested in changing, and they encounter you paying the debt of love, and they pause. They don't get to see that all the time. And you showing up, I mean, when you spoke to them, they told you to go somewhere. And you said, you know what? I still owe you love. I know you just cussed me out, but I still owe you love. Don't do it no more, though, but I still owe you love. I'm transforming now. Don't mess with me. I still. But you still owe them love. I don't think we get that. We've turned this love thing into this little goo goo gaga stuff. It is what God uses to not only transform you, but by paying that debt of love, you transform somebody else, because they can see God without no Bible. And you don't know how embarrassing it is when you see Christians who don't even understand how to be Christians because they think it's all about the performance, and they miss an opportunity to release transformative power. Because some things you do for people, they ain't gonna never forget it. They'll never forget it. And that might be the one thing that turned their whole lives around when they can really see one day a real Christian. I'm telling y'all, this is the objective of God in our lives. This is the one. Whew. And I may have to preach this 20 more times before you get it, but this is it. 2024, with all of the stuff that's happening around the world, God still needs people that will be committed to paying the debt of love. Some people think they have a right to be rude. I know the narcissist does, but some people think they have a right to be rude. So they automatically go into a restaurant and they think they have this right to be rude to the waitress, or rude to the people that deliver your food, or rude to the people just. Kenny, what is that you say? How much it costs to be kind? What was it? Love and kindness is always in season. Isn't that the truth? But look at 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10 in the NLT. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10. For the scripture says, oh, this blesses me every time. If you want to enjoy life, how many of y'all want to enjoy life? Yes. You want to enjoy life? Yes. All right, let me show you how. If you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, how many of you want to see many, many happy days? Yes. Here we go. Keep your tongue from speaking evil. And keep your lips from telling lies. How many of you still want to enjoy? Keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. That's got to be a part of the transformation. Now, listen, ain't nobody there yet perfect. Ain't nobody there yet perfect at all. Some people, me and Taffy were joining yesterday, just joining, and I said something, made her fell out the chair. And she woke up this morning laughing about it. She almost fell out the car seat again laughing about it. She said, I can't believe you said that. I said, I can't either, baby. I said, but don't play with me. I'm College Park, you know. All we used to do is Joan. Don't be trying to Joan now. We just Joaned all. Some of y'all don't know what Joaning is, but I used to Joan you till you cry. But if I want to see long days and happy life, this will determine that. This will determine that. I did a little small teaching this week on how complaining rewires your brain. It's the part of the brain where your intellect, your intelligence is, your decision making. And it rewires your brain to complain more. And it shrinks that area where your intelligence is. The more and more you complain, rewires your brain, you complain even more. And you look around, you're complaining about everything. And it's also bad for your health. As you start complaining, it releases more cortisol, increases your blood pressure, increases your blood sugar. All because you're complaining. You just need to shut up. You need to get the anointing of shut up. Somebody need to write a song. You need to shut up. This is big time right here. I was explaining to my younger daughter. She was telling me some things, and I said, baby, there's a connection between your words and your brain. I said, now notice, when you feel like what you describe, back up and see what you've been saying. She said, yeah, Dad. Yeah. And we don't want to do that. But see, that's a part of your transformation. Now, I'm not up here saying this to try to bring condemnation to anybody, because we all still working there. And what God is looking at is that the Holy Spirit is still working there with you. I don't want nobody in here to be feeling, well, that's just me. Yeah, me too. We still working there. But here's the good news. You're going to get there because God has made a commitment that if he started the work, he's going to continue the work. He's going to finish the work. And one day you're going to get up and find that instead of complaining 90% of the time, you're complaining 1.5%. You have to realize this is a journey. Let me read 1 Peter again. It got quiet after I read that. 1 Peter 3:10. Let me read it again, see if we can get anything else out of it. For the scripture says, if you want to enjoy life, yes, and you want to see many happy days, yes, keep your tongue from speaking evil. And speaking evil is speaking about others in an evil way. And keep your lips from telling lies. You know, there's a lying spirit in the church. There's a lying spirit in the church. Somebody say, why you ain't working there no more? The Lord moved me. The real truth is you got fired. Tell the truth. Let me move on, because I'm the question is, are we running short on the currency of love? Yeah, we get frustrated with one another. Yeah, we disagree with one another. Yeah, and in some cases, we simply don't like being around one another. However, John chapter 13, verse 35 in NLT, why must we allow the Holy Spirit to constantly transform us out of these positions? He says, verse 35, your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. There's no other proof that the world is going to take except this love. Not how many times you pray for people, not that you pray for something happen, not because you prophesize their middle name. No other circus act is going to convince them that you are God's disciples. He says, I need you to pay this debt of love because I need this world, this unsaved world that I died for, I want to transform them, but they don't believe. So as you pay the debt of love, that's going to be proof that you're my disciples. Look at what Jesus said about it in John 17, 25 and 26 in NLT. John 17, 25 and 26 in the NLT. This is interesting in 25 and 26. He says, oh, righteous Father, the world doesn't know you. So that's where the issue is. The world doesn't know him. And then he says, but I do. And so Jesus said, I know him. The world doesn't know you, but I do. And he says, and these disciples know you sent me because they know I know you, and they see I know you because they see the love that I have, and they know that you sent me because what they see in me. Next verse. I have revealed you to them, and I will continue to do so. How do I know it was love? Then your love for me will be in them and I will be in them. Wow. I don't know
know what we told church, what we were told that church was. I don't know what, you know, who convinced you that, you know, this is a part of your life and you need to be there. But I am telling you right now, it's more than gimme, gimme, gimme because you think God's name is Jimmy. It's more than that. It's so much more than that. It's so much more than let me be right with God, let me do right with God, maybe he'll help me get my bag. See, that goes back to that mammon spirit. It's so much more than that. When we choose to look past our interpersonal challenges and focus on loving one another, we show the mark of disciples, and we are actually showing the world what God love looks like. They can't see God. They can only see that through us. They can't see it. Well, let God show you love. They can't see him, but they can see you. And what do they see when they see us? Yeah. Tavin, I have a revelation on leaving good tips. Because they know who we are. What they see? Because they talk about you after you leave. Ooh, you know, they don't wait on them. They cheat, tippers, they cheat. Every one of you today will have an opportunity to pay on this debt of love. But now you know why. This is what they're going to see. No, we still don't get it. We still don't get it. We still trying to turn church into a circus. We still don't get it. Oh, we still don't get it. Still trying to go around telling people, the Lord told me to do this. You don't know the Lord's voice enough to be talking and telling people what the Lord told you. The Lord told you to be quiet and learn the vocabulary of silence, and you still running your mouth. Because we don't get in the Word no more, and we don't, you know, TikTok has replaced the Bible. How about that? And when social media platforms have more influence on your thinking than the Word, child of God, church, we done missed some. Love results in supernatural miracles.
Jesus canceled the debt owed for our sins. Love is the currency of the kingdom, and that's what we owe now. Discover this and more in Creflo Dollar's three-part series, The Infinite Debt of Love. For a love gift of $20 or more for CDs, or $30 or more for DVDs, secure your copy today. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org and click eStore.
Choose change. Creflo Dollar invites the Big Apple to witness a great revolution of transformation at the 2024 Change Experience Tour. On Friday, April 26th, meet us at the Centennial Memorial Temple in New York, New York at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Save your seat by texting CHANGE2024 to 51555, visiting CreflodollarMinistries.org or scanning the QR code on your screen.
Have you ever wondered how the financial support from our viewers makes a difference in people's lives? We receive testimonies every day from people whose lives have been shattered by natural disasters, failed marriages, bankrupt businesses, and so on. They share how our outreach efforts and messages about God's grace have changed their lives in a tangible way. And for that, we give God all the glory. Today, I invite you to prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. We know you'll be empowered to see real change in others and prosper in your own life.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflodollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
As we wrap up today's broadcast, I'd like to take a moment to pray for you. I don't ever want to take for granted that you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. There's no better way to embark upon a new stage in your life than to enter into a personal relationship with Christ. So if you want to become born again and begin an exciting, intimate relationship with Jesus, pray this prayer with me now. Heavenly Father, come into my heart. Save me. I receive you now by faith, and I declare in Jesus' name that I am saved. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer with me, I want to welcome you to the kingdom of God.
We have one mission: to tell the world that our God is alive. Because all that we are is because of who Jesus is. Not just because he died, but because he lives. Because he cares. Because he loves. And because he is God. So who are we? We are his hands, his feet, his people. We are his church. So we take his message of grace all around the world, to the fatherless, to the hungry, to the hurting, to the old, and to the young we go. As he is, so are we. We are world changers.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.